I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Today we hear from Christina Gwynn. She is a customer service manager with Upper Peninsula Health Plan, and I spoke with her recently about the transportation benefit for UPHP members and opportunities for you to become a volunteer driver. Here's more with Christina Gwynn.
Non-emergent medical transportation assistance is a benefit for UPHP Medicaid population. So that includes Medicaid, Healthy Michigan Plan, Children's Special Health Care members, as well as our MyHealthLink population. And this benefit, Walt, is really vital in making sure members get to and from their medical appointments and getting the care they need. Living in the UP, we have a lot of rural areas, families that have no vehicles, or there could be no local transportation opportunities in their area, as well as members that seek a lot of medical appointments downstate.
So when we talk about the types of transportation that are covered by this benefit, what are they?
Sure. So we provide assistance for UPHP covered medical appointments and other services such as routine care, prescription pickups, DME pickups, outpatient hospital visits, and more. And our transportation coordinators, they'll screen our members for the appropriate assistance. And assistance could include mileage reimbursement if the member has a vehicle, friend, family, or neighbor to take them to the appointment, or transport assistance, which could include local transit such as bus or cab, or a volunteer driver.
We're talking with Christina Gwynn today. She is a customer service manager with Upper Peninsula Health Plan for our UPHP update, talking about transportation, the services, and the benefit. Tell me more about your volunteer drivers, because these are very important. What does that mean, and what's that all about?
Sure. So we have volunteer drivers all throughout the UP, and really they are vital in making sure our members get to and from their appointments. They're responsible for picking up the member and dropping them off at their appointments, whether that be for short distance, you know, in the same town, or long distance transport like downstate. Following the transports, the drivers will receive mileage reimbursement, meal reimbursement, as well as lodging arrangements if the transport is, say, long distance like downstate.
Joining me in the studio is Christina Gwynn, customer service manager. She is with UPHP. We're talking about the transportation benefit and also volunteer driver opportunities. Let's pick that up from there, Christina, that you know, the volunteer opportunity is there for folks. Tell us a little bit about it. Why do it? And then, you know, how can they help out?
Sure. So our volunteer drivers tell us they really make a difference in the community. You know, they could be the difference between a member getting to their physical therapy appointments and staying in a wheelchair or being able to walk again. So it is a vital volunteer opportunity that we provide. And we're really grateful for all of our volunteers throughout the UP.
Now, when a member needs assistance, how does that work? How does that happen when they need that help?
Sure. So once our transportation coordinators have identified someone where a volunteer driver would be needed, the transportation coordinators will reach out to the drivers closest to the member in their area, and they will the volunteers can accept based on their schedule. So we have drivers that take short distance, long distance. You can do it yearly. We have some snowbirds, so they're not available in the winter. It is kind of what you make of it.
Now, you work all these details out and you get them there and that sort of thing. Home service even, you know, take them from right from the home then? Or right?
Yes, our drivers will pick them up. They pick them up from their home and then take them to the appointment and back. No stopping in between.
I understand that UPHP is looking for some more volunteer drivers. How can people find out maybe if they want to be a volunteer driver or they're interested?
Sure. If you're interested, you can contact UPHP Transportation at 1-800-835-2556. We have a transportation prompt and then another volunteer driver prompt as well. They can answer any questions, and you can also request an application packet. We also have information on our website at uphp.com/transportation/volunteer-drivers.
And you're going to do a little bit of background checks and things like that.
Yes. So throughout the packet, you'll kind of see the rules and regulations that we have for both the members as well as drivers. And kind of you will attest that we do background checks and driving history reports. And if we do have a need in your area and we need your services, we'll call you to schedule an initial training to go over that packet, all the rules.
Sure.
Which that's roughly about an hour to 2 hour meeting.
Okay. And then you also renew that once a year, and then people can stay on board with that. Quick question for you on this is, are there particular areas around the UP that are in your service network that you're looking to get more people involved?
There is, Walt, yes. So currently we have about 75 drivers throughout the whole UP, but a few areas that we are struggling in particular would be Alger, Berga, Chippewa, Iron, Gogebic, and Mackinac County.
Okay, and one more time I want to ask you, what is the website for folks to go to if they want to get involved, maybe to be a volunteer driver for UPHP?
Yes, it's uphp.com/transportation/volunteer-drivers.
That's Christina Gwynn, Customer Service Manager with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.